Hey, it's Bobby Bones. If you're a veteran or if you've got a family member or friend who served, I want to tell you about Safeguard Veterans. Sometimes the hardest part isn't asking for help, it's knowing where to turn. Safeguard Veterans connects veterans, families, and caregivers with local support and resources that understand military life. And when you're talking to people who understand those experiences, finding the right support can feel a whole lot easier. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans, any door. The right support.
Blog Talk Radio.
Don't hang your shit on me. show. It's your host, Donovan. Welcome. Lady Slugga, Lady Cougar, guest 14963, and whomever else is listening in the archives. I appreciate you joining me tonight on Off Limits. Tonight we're going to talk about what's going on in North Carolina. Today, North Carolina basically passed an amendment banning marriage between anyone other than one man and one woman. And basically, this is Jim Crow 2.0 in America, essentially. This is the same thing that happened with heteros in, you know, the Jim Crow era in the South when blacks and whites couldn't marry. It's not like North Carolina is the only state that's done this or has passed this kind of a law, but it is something that, you know, is unfortunate. It seems like I don't understand what people hope to gain from this. It doesn't make any sense that people want to prevent gay people from marrying each other. It's interesting to me that people are so interested in the personal lives of gay people, yet they continually say how disgusting gay people are and how they want nothing to do with gay people and how gay people will be down with all of society. And how gay people are promiscuous, et cetera, all this stuff, which is not true. None of that's true. There are just as many promiscuous people who are heterosexual as there are who are homosexual, believe me. It's just the idea of gay people, gay men specifically, being promiscuous has been promoted since the early or late 70s and the early 80s by people like Anita Bryant and Reagan administration and other people. And that's how people believe gay people are. And unfortunately, that is an image that people still carry in their minds, and it's passed down to their children, generation to generation to generation. The reality is that there are, you know, if you want gay people to be more like you, the heterosexual people in the world, and they keep trying to get married and trying to be recognized, have their relationships recognized by the government, then allow them to get married so that they can be considered moral or whatever it is that gay people aren't, according to straight people in this world. So if you have a problem with gay people getting married, or if you believe that gay people should be able to get married, you can feel free to call in. The number is 323-843-6160. And I'll be happy to discuss this topic with you. If you have something else in your mind, we might talk about that too. But the first part of the show, we're going to talk about this. So feel free to call in. We've got a caller from 909. 909, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing good. I just started listening to your show just right now. I'm actually gay as well. My name is Wilhelm. I've actually lived in this country for about the last 15 years. Moved to California 15 years ago because of work, and I've been gay for a very long time. I'm 57 right now, and I would say about last, I would actually say 30 years since I was about 20 years old. And in America, I felt like I've experienced like so much bigotry towards, you know, for the fact that I'm gay. And it doesn't make any sense that we live in a country that's supposedly so free, but yet there's so much exclusion between different peoples. It shouldn't be like that.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. Have you ever been in a long-term relationship?
Yes. Thank you for asking. I was actually in a long-time relationship with a boyfriend of mine before I actually moved out here. My mother was English and my father was German, so I spent a good portion of my life in Germany, but I also bounced a little bit to England, to and fro, just because they both had families on each side, so I always went back and forth. And I lived in London for a little bit, and I had a boyfriend at the time. His name was Peter. We were together for years, I'd say about 3 or 4 years. But see, the thing is that me and him, we are in a little more extreme circles of, you know, friends and everything. And I actually found out I remember when he cheated on me.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the saddest moments of my life.
Of course, that always is.
And of course, you're so, with someone for, don't know, my English is not the greatest, but I can't find the right word for it, but you're so in tune with someone for so long that they did that to you. And kind of how I found out is there was this man, kind of like a friend of ours, actually, in our circles. His nickname was the Black Horse. That was actually like his nickname. He was from Jamaica. Kind of, I'm not give his name, but yeah, like one night when I came home, they were actually in my bed, and the Black Horse, he was.
Thanks for calling, William. I appreciate your call. So anyway, we have unfortunately had this problem with gay people getting married in this country. And like William said, whether he's being honest or not, I think that it is true that, you know, it makes no sense that people in this country are so against gay people getting married. When, you know, what is the problem? That's the thing. You know, every time I've had this discussion with people, whenever it's about gay marriage, you know, I think that they always have the same response. You know, gay marriage is between one man and one woman. It's Adam and Eve and Adam and Steve, not Adam and Steve. Well, first of all, Adam and Eve were not married. That's the first thing that they should recognize when they use that argument. Adam and Eve were never married. But beside that, the fact is that that's all according to a Bible. That's all according to a religious doctrine. It's not has nothing to do with people who don't believe in that religion or subscribe to it. And even people who do, it is not something that people live their lives by today. People do not live their lives by the Bible the way that they did, 2,000 years ago or when it was written. They didn't take it as the law. You know, just like, for example, the fact is when the Bible was written, they still believed that the earth was flat, and they still believed, you know, some places that the sun was a god and things of that nature. So it just depends on who you ask and the religious beliefs, and that's the problem. The problem is religion is interfering with what is and isn't right with civil liberties in this country, because the fact is that we all have certain inalienable rights according to our founding documents in this country, and we are all free to pursue happiness. And part of that is to be married to someone that you love, not someone of the same sex if you are heterosexual, and not someone of the opposite sex if you were homosexual, but someone that you are in love with. That is the purpose of marriage today. People are constantly arguing about what the past has said about marriage, or excuse me, what the traditional definition of marriage is and is not. And it doesn't matter what the traditional definition of marriage is, because today we do not even look at marriage the way that it was, you know, when it was first brought about. So anyway, if you have anything you want to say about this, number is 323-843-6160. But North Carolina did pass that amendment, making it, I think, the how many states now? I'm trying to think how many states actually have this amendment now. I know that we have 7 or 8 states now you can actually get married if you're gay, and that state recognizes your marriage. But in 41 states, it's not allowed. And then in 3 states, it's on the fence. So like California, Maryland, Washington State, those 3 states may allow it or may not allow it. Right now it's being debated because, you know, of course, Proposition 8 in California, et cetera. The states that do allow it are the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., Connecticut, Iowa, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, and Vermont. And I, of course, live in a state that does not allow gay marriage and never will, probably, because I live in fucking Texas. Texas is probably going to be the very last state that will ever, ever, allow gay marriage. It is full of people who are afraid of their sexual orientation, repressed orientation, probably people who are completely involved in other people's lives and want to continue. That's the funny thing is that I live in a Republican state, in a state where people say they're for small government and for people living, you know, just people can do whatever they want, laissez-faire. Just, you know, don't fuck my life up or whatever. Well, if that's true, then why is it all the Republicans are the ones who are getting in everybody else's lives? So I don't understand that. And the fact is Republicans are the ones who are constantly telling they want bailouts, but they're the ones asking the banks to be bailed out and blah, 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 blah. So anyway, it's always the people. It's all this complete hypocrisy about gay people. And, you know, I'm married, you know, those of you who've listened to the show before know I'm married, I'm a gay man, and I'm married. and I have been I've been married for 3 years now, and we've been together for five. So I'm, you know, happy to be married, and I think marriage makes things better. It gives you a sense of closure. It gives you a sense of security, and it makes you want to work things out when things get rough or whatever. Because the fact is, you know, every relationship has its ups and downs, you know, and ebbs and flows. And when you are married to someone, as opposed to just being in a relationship with them, you have this legal document, this legality that's binding you. Not only that legality, but also the fact that you have, in front of all of your friends and family or whomever, have stated that, you know, I'm making a commitment to this person, to work things through, to be in love, whatever. And so those two things, the legality of it and the public proclamation of your love, those two things together, not just one or the other, those two things together help to cement a relationship, and it does make a difference. I know that I feel different after I got married than I didn't before. It's not that it didn't feel fine before. It's just that after I got married, I felt like I could exhale, so to speak, you know, I could breathe. And like, I finally felt like I had somebody to depend on no matter what, blah, blah, blah. So that is one reason we want to have marriage. But today there was this new video that was out. I don't know if any of you have seen it. I'm going to put a link to it in the chat room that you guys should really check out. And when you have about 8 minutes, it's 8 minutes long, but you should really check it out. It's about this guy who had a partner for many years. They were together, I think, for, I don't know, 5 years or something. And when he died, his parents came and swooped in and took the body and basically said he couldn't have anything to do with him, wouldn't allow him to see him or anything of that nature, wouldn't allow him to go to the funeral, wouldn't allow him to do shit. So basically he was just pushed aside like he didn't matter. And if they were able to get married, then this would not have happened to them. So this is all the only reason we want to be able to get married, and the only reason we want, you know, public recognition of it. It's for the same reason that that anyone else in this country wants to be married. We don't want it for any other reason. And if I marry my husband, which I'm already married, we got married in Connecticut. If we're married, then I think that I completely forgot my train of thought because I was watching what was going on in the chat room. I forgot my train of thought. Ladies, like, you fucked me over. Lady Cougar, sorry. Anyway, she's asking, where did the nickname gay come from? Well, that was the thing at the 20s. You remember the gay 20s or whatever? That's not what they called it, the gay 20s, by the way. But during the gay 20s and things of that nature, people used to always ask, people used to say men who were light in their loafers or whatever were happy or whatever, or they were gay, you know, like sort of, you know, the stereotypical gay guy, you know, light in the loafers and effeminate or whatever. And so they used to say, instead of, you know, gay, I mean, they used to say homosexual, but they would begin to say gay over time. And gay people began to be called gay instead of homosexual in the 60s, early 60s began to demand that. So that's where it came from, by the way. So anyway, that's a little bit on that topic. I wanted to make sure that all of you understand that it is important for you to please, 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 if you do believe in equality, if you do believe in the freedom for people to actually, you know, marry who they want to marry, which does nothing to anyone else's life or anything else. I was going to say a minute ago, is that my marriage to my husband does absolutely nothing to someone else's marriage. It has no impact. And that is proven because gay people are getting married all the time now in various states, in one of the seven states I've mentioned. And are the people in those states, the marriages in those states, affected by the gay people getting married? No. There's no repercussion or any kind of influence upon those people's marriages as a result of gay people getting married. It's not like every time a gay person gets married, you know, a straight person's marriage falls apart or something. It's ridiculous. You know, it's like an angel gets its wings when he hears a bell. I mean, it's so fucking stupid. So, you know, there is really no legitimate reason to prevent gay people from being able to get married if they want to get married. None. I mean, there is no legitimate reason. The only reason people give are religious-based biases, and that is all. And there are more than one religion in this world, and not everybody's even religious. There are atheists in this world as well. And that's why this country was founded on freedom of religion and freedom from religion. That's why the pilgrims came over here, to escape religious persecution by other religions and to practice their own religion freely. That is the reason that this country exists. And if you remember that, to impose one religion's belief system or various religions' belief systems on one set of people, excluding them, their rights as a result of that, is wrong. So it doesn't matter what you believe, and people are free to believe whatever they want. If they believe that they are, you know, if you're Christian or whatever, and you don't believe gay people should get married, then don't marry a gay person. That's what I always say. There is no reason for Christians, quote unquote Christians, to go out and preach hatred and to say gay people should not get married because it's a sin or it's wrong according to their belief system, when they are supposed to be preaching love and acceptance. And if they really do love people and accept people, then they will allow people to be who they are, as long as what those people are doesn't harm them in any way. And there's always the argument that gay people, you know, we harm society in some way. Let me tell you what we do. Gay people are your hairdressers, are your interior designers, are your CEOs, you know, are your architects, are your doctors, are your lawyers. We are everybody, and we are everywhere. So there is absolutely no place that we do not exist. You know, we are as much a part of the fabric of this society as anyone else, as anybody else in this country. If you're straight, or if you're a Catholic, or you're a Christian, or a Jew, or whatever you are, we are just as much an important piece of the puzzle of this country as anyone else. And to say that we aren't is bigoted and wrong. So that's what I wanted to say about that. So I'll be back in a minute. We'll talk about some more stuff and see what's on your mind tonight. If you want to call into the show, the number is 323-843-6160. And I'll be right back.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now here's another one. So your melody will play on and on. With the best of all, you are beautiful. Like a dream come alive, incredible. A centerfold miracle, lyrical. You saved my life again. And I'll
So we're back. If you want to call into the show, the number is 323-843-6160. I wanted to also let you know that this show is being sponsored by Moot Magazine. If you want to check out Moot Magazine, it's MOOTmagazine.com. You can check out Moot Magazine. It's all about liberal ideals and beliefs and supporting freedom among people in this country of all people, gay, straight, black, white, Hispanic, everything in between, women's rights, you know, everything. So if you are interested in that, you can check it out and be sure to like us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/Moot Magazine. I am also the publisher and the editor-in-chief of Moot Magazine. We publish nationally via the internet. Also, we publish a print version and also a digital version, so feel free to check us out. We've had 3 issues so far. The first issue was in February, then we had one in March, and then we had a double issue for April and May. The first issue is about religiotics, which is the combination of religion and politics, and then we had Margaret Cho on the second cover. This past issue was all about race. So if you're interested in any of those topics, check it out, because we talk about everything and anything. Next month's topic is going to be gay stuff, gay rights, essentially. So be sure to check that out as well. We are happy to have the people who are listening to the show, and I appreciate you listening to the show. I was going to say also that in the chat room right now, Lady Slugga, I'm sorry you're having issues with your pain still. I hope that you start to feel better. And, you know, I know that's got to be really miserable. Being in pain constantly is a totally miserable way to be. Trust me. I know I've been in pain for various reasons before, and it sucks. And I can't even think about anything. You can't do anything but just fucking exist. So I'm sorry that you're having that problem. But it's good to see you after so long. It's been a long time. I'm glad you're still around, and I hope things are better for you than last time I talked to you, hopefully. So the other thing I was going to talk about is, have you heard about what's happening with John Travolta? I don't know if you guys heard about that, but John Travolta is being sued by two massage therapists, stating that he for $2 million essentially, stating that he basically grabbed them on the butt and legs and the penis and scrotum when they were giving him a massage. So two people have come forward and said that this happened to him. Of course, they're also suing him for $2 million, so I don't know if it's true or not. But there's always been rumors that John Travolta was gay or bisexual ever since he was on Welcome Back, Carter. So it could be possibly true. I mean, that's the thing about celebrities is, especially actors, you know, actors are actors. They basically make a living out of lying, making up fairy tales in their head and pretending to be someone they're not. Hold on a second. Sorry, I had to get a drink. So it never really surprises me when I hear of a celebrity who's been, you know, accused of doing something that seems to be really out of the ordinary for them, something that you wouldn't expect. But, especially in this country, talking about gay stuff, especially, you know, where it's still not okay to be gay and be a movie star, a leading man, generally speaking. The only leading man we've had as a gay man that's been openly gay, really, in the movies, I mean, not television, was Rupert Everett. When he was with in the movie with Julia Roberts, you know, My Best Friend's Wedding in the 90s. And as soon as he did that, before that, he was not out. Although he'd been openly gay, and, you know, he'd always been openly gay. It's not that he wasn't out. He had never been come out publicly in an interview or anything said he was gay before that movie. And after that movie happened, he got a couple movie roles, and then nobody wanted to hire him anymore because they only see him in one way as a gay man. It's ironic to me that you can have all of these straight men playing gay men, or, you know, supposedly straight men playing gay men, but it's not okay for a gay man to play a gay man. It makes no sense to me. It's only okay for a gay man to play a gay man and not a straight man, because once you know that they're gay, the women can no longer fantasize about them being with them necessarily, which is so ridiculous. Like, you're going to be with them anyway. I mean, people who fantasize about movie stars, which we've all done and thought about, you know, what it's like to be with Ryan Reynolds or Ryan Gosling or Tom Cruise or whomever it may be you're into, you know, people have, you know, childish fantasies about being with that person or thinking about them, what it'd be like, or to meet them and just, you know, whatever. But the fact is, if you ever meet that person, it's not like they're going to go, oh, my God, you're the one for me, and all of a sudden swoop you up off your feet and marry you. I mean, everybody knows that for the most part. I mean, most rational people know that that's very unlikely. It's not that it could never happen. It's just very unlikely to happen. So who cares if the leading man is gay or the leading man is straight? It doesn't matter. Because honestly, if they're playing a role convincingly as a straight man or playing a role convincingly as a gay man, then what difference does it make if they are straight or gay? Because all you need to do is buy who they're being in that moment as that character. It doesn't matter who they are in their own personal lives at all. But people can't seem to get past that whole thing in this country for whatever reason, which is sad because there are so many gay actors who are losing out on roles to straight men because they are straight. And the other thing is, all the good roles almost always go to the leading men who are already famous or doing well, and they're all straight, or at least that's how we perceive them to be, a straight. And we can't seem to think of them any other way. So anyway, John Travolta was accused of that or whatever, so it didn't surprise me at all. But, you know, who cares? What the fuck ever? The fact is that first of all, John Travolta is not somebody I ever thought was that good looking. I mean, he was nice looking, I guess, when he was young and like Saturday Night Fever or whatever. I can't talk today. Sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me. In Saturday Night Fever, he was okay. And, you know, whatever, when he was younger. But he's in Grease. But he's never really been that hot, in my opinion. But that's really beside the point. I think just the fact is that he has to live his life in the closet. And his wife may or may not know, Kelly Preston, I don't know if she does or not, she probably does, that he's bisexual probably, and he goes and has his little trysts or rendezvous with men, besides his wife and does her thing or whatever, you know, whatever. I think if that works for them, fine, if that's what makes them happy, but I think the fact should be that he actually should be out of the closet and show people that, you know, there are far more people out there who are gay than you really think that there are. And anyway, that's what I wanted to say about that, I guess. So I started the show tonight, just basically an impromptu show. I was just kind of in the mood to ramble and talk, which is what I'm doing basically right now. But I wanted to just kind of sound off on the whole North Carolina thing and see what people thought about it. You know, and I don't really understand it still, but I do think that eventually it will change. I think people, when the old people die out, as I say, the old guard is gone, you know, it will be okay, and gay people will be able to get married across the nation. It'll be federally recognized, I mean, and that'll wipe out all of these amendments in each state saying that it's not okay, just like it did with the Jim Crow laws and the laws that prevented blacks and whites from marrying, or people of different races from marrying in the 60s and the 50s and so on in the South. You know, it was the case, the Lovings case, Lovings versus Virginia, I think, that changed all that. And in 1967, I think. And as a result of that case, it was an African-American woman and a Caucasian man who wanted to get married in the 60s. And they were they did get married. And once they got married, they were both arrested because in their state, it was illegal for people of different races to marry. And so they were arrested. And which doesn't really make sense to me, considering why did they let them get married in the first place if that was the case, but whatever. So as a result of that, this case happened, and the law got overturned in the entire country. All of the states at that point, 1967, I think it was, had to get rid of all of their laws that were against interracial marriage. The exact same thing will happen with gay people and gay marriage, et cetera. It's not going to change. It's not going to be any different. So the fact is, people don't want to, you know, people don't want things to change, and things do change whether you want them to or not. But the right thing always prevails in the end, eventually. Sometimes it takes a long time, and sometimes it happens right away. But ultimately, this is going to be a long fight. But we will win, whether people like it or not, because it is the right thing to do. You know, it's not about God. It's not about religion. It's about doing the right thing for people. So, anywho, that's what I had to say about that. I'll be right back after this. All right, so we're back. If you want to call in, the number is 323-843-6160. Tonight we're talking about the gay marriage amendment in North Carolina and just gay rights in general. I think the difference is, you know, for most people who have issues with gay people, basically is, you know, besides being small-minded morons, you know, is that they typically have an issue with gay people having equal rights because they see gay people as being different than people who are black or women or something else. They see being gay as essentially being a choice. And so a lot of people find gay rights to be ridiculous because they think that it's not, you know, something – they think it's a choice and they think that it's something that people have control over and that it's not the same as a black person who can't choose to be black or a woman who can't choose to be a woman or whatever the case may be. Well, the fact is that, you know, being gay is no different. I mean, people have constantly said, and not only gay people, but psychiatrists, psychologists, et cetera, have always said, or have said for many, many, many years, have all had the same conclusion that being gay is something that is intrinsic in a person at birth. That is something, whether it's a hormonal imbalance, whether it's because it's, you know, as opposed to being someone who's heterosexual, I mean, whether it's because of stress, some other experiences, whether it's genetic and it's passed on as a trait, whatever the case may be. Whatever the reason for gay people is that they exist regardless of the reason that they exist. So if people do exist, you know, it's just like people who have Down syndrome or people who are, if someone's a woman or someone has blue eyes or a set of brown eyes or whatever the case is, these things are make people different than someone else. You know, we're all different in one way or another, but the fact is that if people are gay and it's proven that they're gay without choice, not that that should matter, even if it were a choice, the rights should still be applied. But, you know, the fact is it isn't a choice. Then, you know, it's proven scientifically. And that's the problem I have with conservative people specifically. They love to ignore the facts. That all they want to do is go by based on their Bible, which is not a fact. The Bible is opinion, or they want to go based on, you know, what their belief is, but not based on what the factual scientific evidence is. And people, you know, people accept the fact that people are, you know, most people who have brains do not believe that we were just dropped here on this planet, that we did not just get dropped here on this planet. Now, I'm going to offend people now because I do not believe in the whole Adam and Eve story. I don't believe in the Noah's Ark story. I don't believe in any of the Bible, really. I do believe that Jesus Christ existed, blah, blah, blah. But the point I'm making is that I don't subscribe to the belief system that is the Bible. And what I believe in is I do believe there's a God or a higher entity or whatever you want to call it. There's something else besides just us, yes, beyond this life. I do feel that, believe that. But I don't believe it is what is explained in the Bible or in the Quran or in the Talmud or any other book that's out there that from the religion, whether it's Judaism or Catholicism or whatever the case may be. What I do know is that the sky is blue because of a combination of oxygen and hydrogen in the atmosphere. The grass is green because of chlorophyll. When I drop something, it goes to the ground. It drops to the ground because it is because of gravity. The fact is that these are facts. These are things that can be proven to be true, scientifically proven. Science is real. Now, science is of its time also. So, for example, like I said earlier, people at the time of Christ thought that the earth was flat. They'd never proven that it was flat. They just thought that it was flat. That is not science. That is opinion. They, you know, thought that the sun, you know, in the Egyptian times was a god. That is not a fact. That was opinion. That was based on religious beliefs. So these things are that things that are proven through science, people accept these things as fact. Yet when it comes to just debating someone or talking to someone about, you know, about religion. The fact is that they often neglect the facts. And even though they accept that the grass is green because chlorophyll, the gravity is what it is and does what it does because of, you know, the physics of it, they deny all the facts and they just go by what was written in the book or their pastors told them or their parents told them, and not based on using their brain. People don't use their brains anymore. They simply spew out and parrot out things they've been told or things that have been said to them, you know, like people who watch Fox News or something and just continually watch, just continually parrot what they've been told by Fox News instead of actually, you know, thinking for themselves and thinking about what they're saying. You know, Fox News is a horrible example, or perfect example of the horrible, you know, the way people, conservatives think, people who are against gay people specifically. But, you know, generally I think that people who do feel that way are, you know, idiots. Honestly, they don't know how to think. They don't know how to make a connection mentally between what is fact and what is not. The fact is homosexuality exists in nature and hundreds of species in nature. Obviously, it's a natural phenomenon. It is something that occurs in every species, including the human race. So the fact is that it is a natural thing that is naturally occurring. It is a scientific fact that it's a constant, you know, it's something that exists in nature. So if it's a natural thing and something people are born as, then tell me, why is that different than someone who was naturally born as an African American, or naturally born as a female, or naturally born with a crippling disease or disorder or something of that nature? Why is that any different? Those people get the same rights. They get the protection of the law to protect them. They get the protection of the law to look out for their best interest, because they are minorities, because they are different than the majority of the world. And therefore, they have to have their rights protected. If that weren't so, if that weren't necessary, that would be different. But it is necessary, as is proven by the human nature. You know, that's why we had slavery. That's why we had for so long where women could not vote. Women were property, etc. We had all these things. If you let human beings do things, whatever they want to do, and just let them do, you know, let the majority rule, that is what happens. People take advantage of people who are fewer than them or lesser than them in terms of numbers, because they can, because they are in control, just like we're being taken advantage of by people that are the wealthy in this country right now. But that's a whole other show. But anyway, my point is that this is a natural phenomenon, and it is not debatable if it is or not. So it is something people are born as, and there's no reason to deny gay people for being different. Now, people also say, oh, well, what about gay people want special rights or whatever? Gay people don't want special rights. They want equal rights. Do gay people have the equal right to marry someone that they're in love with? No, because a gay man is not going to go marry a woman because he's not going to be in love with a woman. He's going to be in love with a man. But heterosexuals do have the right to marry whom they love. And that's the same right that gay people want. That's it. That's the only thing that they want, is the same exact thing. Nothing more, nothing less. And the fact is that race, being gay and being black, it is the same thing. I know, because I am biracial and I am gay. So I know what it's like, and I know what the differences are, and I know what the similarities are. They are the same thing. And people who think otherwise are idiots, because they don't know what they're talking about, because they're either not gay or they're not a racial minority if they say that, because they wouldn't say that if they were. Or both, I should say. I mean, there are plenty of black people who say that as well, of course. But what I mean is that a gay person knows what it means to be gay. A black person knows what it means to be black. And someone who's both gay and black, or someone who's both gay and, you know, Hispanic, or gay and whatever, a woman, or whatever the case may be, knows what it means to be both a minority, to be a double minority. To be both gay and another minority is gives you insight into the differences between being one kind of minority and another. And someone who is not those things is certainly not apt to say anything about it, because they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And I do, and so do those people. So the fact is that people who are gay And if you don't like gay people, then don't be around gay people, because I assure you they don't want to be around you either. And if you don't like gay people getting married, then don't marry a gay person. If you don't like the fact that gay people want equality, then vote for people, continue to vote for people who are against us if you want. But the fact is, no matter what you do, eventually we are going to prevail, because the right thing always does, just like it did with women getting the vote, just like it did with blacks being able to, interracial couples, whatever races, being able to get married in this country. It's no different. People in that time, in that era, would say, oh, well, you can't compare people who are of different races getting married to people from different, different countries or whatever the case may be. I'm saying there's always someone out there who's going to make an excuse for hatred, an excuse for bigotry. People constantly do that because they don't really know how else to say that they're a bigot. They don't want to admit the fact that they're a bigot. That's the problem. And, people don't ever admit the fact that they are a bigot. They always think they're a good person. They think they're a good person because they believe this or that. It's very rare people admit that they're bigots. They do sometimes, especially the KKK or something of that nature. But generally people do think, oh, I'm a good person, but I don't believe that the races should mix, or I don't believe that women should have the right to vote, or I don't believe that women have the domain of their own body, or I don't believe that gay people should get married. The fact is that people who are bigots never think they are. Very rarely do they think that they are actually a bigot. They typically just espouse a bunch of bullshit and say it as if it's fact, when in reality, none of it's fact. Because I can go up against someone like that and continually refute every fucking point that they give me with fact. And they will still continue to tell me that I'm wrong when these are actual facts. So, this is what I say to those people.
Look inside your tiny mind, and look a bit harder, 'cause we're so uninspired, so sick and tired of all the hatred you harbor. Okay to be gay, well I think you're just evil. You're just some racist who can't tie my laces. Your point of view is medieval.
Opinion. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you very, 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 very,
back. We have about half an hour left in the show. I saw the whole conversation going on when I was doing my show with Slim Jim. I just thought I'd let you guys take care of him while I was talking and get my point across. Because honestly, Slim Jim, you're obviously still there listening, which is fine. I'm happy to have a discussion with you, but when you come into this room and you're saying things like, I don't know, what did you say, Butchbacker or some nonsense like that, I mean, that's just rude and uncalled for. If you want to have an actual conversation with me, an actual discussion about this thing, you can call in. Or you could have called in. It's too late now because now you've already set the precedent that you're obviously an asshole who has nothing to say and just spouts out bullshit, nonsense. Everything you said in the room, I refuted, and everything I was saying on the show as you were saying it. So there's absolutely nothing that you said that makes any sense. And, you know, you asked if there's a gay gene. Whether there's a gay gene or not does not matter. It doesn't matter if the fact is that being gay, that homosexuality exists, as I said, in nature. And if it occurs in nature, then it's natural. It doesn't have to have a gene. Like I said, there's not a sex gene. Is there a gene that tells you sexually what you're going to like in bed? No. But we all have our own sexual proclivities, and they're natural. And that's the way it is. Just like whether you're left-handed or right-handed, it's natural. So it doesn't matter if there's a gene that creates gay people or not. The fact is gay people exist. The reason for their existence is completely irrelevant. The whole point is that gay people deserve equality. For you to say that gay people do not deserve equality just shows that you're obviously a small-minded moron, probably from, you know, somewhere in Mississippi. No offense to Mississippians out there. But people, you know, you're obviously an idiot and some backwoods, redneck, dumbass motherfucking idiot. So congratulations on, you know, being that, if that's what you want to be. The fact is you can change, Slim Jim. You can change your ways. You can be an enlightened human being. You can actually educate yourself about what it is to be gay. You can educate yourself about what sexuality, human sexuality. You can educate yourself about the fact that there are more than one kind of person in this world. There's not just heterosexuals, not just white men, not just blonde-haired people. There are people of all races, colors, ethnicities, religions, sexual orientations. There's people of all kinds in this world. And the fact I think is, this is what I think the problem is you have. You're probably some white man from the South with who either had some little, you know, sexual romp when he was in the Cub Scouts or something, and he can't let anybody know about that because everybody thinks he's gay. But whatever the case may be, you're probably some, you know, redneck from the South whom probably feels that gay people are evil and disgusting and wrong. And that's fine if you want to believe that. That's fine. I don't really give a shit if you think that or not. But the fact is you are losing your power, your grip, you being a white heterosexual male. See, white heterosexual men have ruled this country and this world for the majority of, or since the Egyptians were gone. The Egyptians ruled it for 4,000 years. And then after that, and the Greeks came in and wiped them out, then, well, that was it. So since then, it's been then that way. But you know what? Things are changing. Hispanics are taking over this country in terms of numbers of how many people are going to be living here. And I know that scares you. I know it scares you. You know, black people, there will never be more black people than white people because there's just too many white people compared to black people. So, but I know Hispanic people, there's a lot more population of those people than there are Caucasians in 2015. Or 2025, there will be more Hispanic people in this country than Caucasian people. Now, as long as people who come to this country learn English and do that kind of stuff, whatever, fine. But the fact is, eventually, that's going to change probably as well. We'll probably end up with a bilingual country because of that. At least the south part of the country will be that way, and the north part will be different. Who knows? My whole point saying all this is that you, as a white person, a white Anglo-Saxon, probably Protestant, probably heterosexual man in this country, you are going to lose your power. So you're going to actually end up, my point is you're acting from fear. You're acting from fear. You're afraid of gay people taking over or Hispanic people or black people or anybody who's different than you. It scares you, and you don't want to lose the power that you've had for so long in this world, in this country. And I can understand how you'd be afraid, but the more that you fight against us, the more you're going to have a hard time when we rule this world, when you have the first gay president someday, which will be a long way out, I'm sure, if it ever fucking happens. But there are gay governors we've had. We've had gay mayors. Gay people are going to be in positions above you and are in positions above you. I don't know what you are, but you're not the president of the United States. So I'm definitely sure there are gay people who are in positions above you now. And that's probably something you hate and scares you to death. But the fact is, it's the way it's going to be. So you might as well be on the right side of history. You might as well become an enlightened individual and learn to love gay people, because if you don't, you're going to have a shit of a hard time when we start to rule, take over the world, as we already are, because you know we're everywhere. We're going to take over your world. We're going to come take your house from you. We're going to take your car from you. We're going to kill you in your sleep because we're horrible people, and we're going to come and just really fuck you up. You know, that's what we're going to do. That's what all the gay people are going to do. So you know that's what we're like, right? So we're just horrible people. So I know that's it's the most ridiculous thing, but you probably believe shit like that about gay people, black people, whatever. And, you know, the fact is that none of it's true. It's all based on your own idiotic racism and bigotry and homophobia, and all of it is fucking bullshit. So hopefully you will learn something and actually grow the fuck up. I mean, come on, man. This, as I said, this world is made of more people than just people like you. It's not just you. It's not just me. It is about equality for everybody. And if you really believe that, which you probably are some patriot who believes in equality for everybody because you're an American or whatever, right, as I am as well. By the way, my people have been here since 1700s, early 1700s, and I'm biracial, and I have probably more right to this land than you do. But anyway, I want to tell you that I have actually never met a bigot that was right. I've never met a bigot that was right. If they hate white women, no, they're not right. If they hate blacks, no, they're not right. If they hate gay people, no, they're not right. The fact is, if you're a bigot, you're in the wrong. It's just bigotry has never, ever, 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 ever persevered and survived over time, over eons. You know, as the Nazis tried to do in Germany and exterminating the Jews, you know, that lasted for a few years, and then it was squelched eventually when people began to know what was happening, at least in the other countries, in America, et cetera. Not that that's the only reason, but you know what I mean. So my point is, bigotry is always on the wrong side of history. So you're going to be one of those people in 40 years from now, whatever, when my kids look back on history and they're going to say, God, those people who are against gay people are so fucking stupid. What's their fucking problem? Just like we do about people like who are against black people today. Or people who wouldn't let women vote in the 20s or whatever. I mean, we look back on those people and we think, God, they're such fucking idiots and morons. Who the fuck cares if a woman votes? Who the fuck cares if black people vote or black people have the right to marry people of other races? Who the fuck cares if gay people do? People like you. So congratulations on being a bigot, Slim Jim. Congratulations on submitting yourself in that arena. You're an idiot. So congratulations, is all I have to say to you. Okay, I'll play another song. I'll be back in a minute. We'll wrap up in a little bit. And I'm playing this song for Lady where is it? Here it is, for Lady Cougar.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up. Cause you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. She rolled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, cause it made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far.
Baby, I was born this way. queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, protect my youth. A different law is not a sin. Believe capital H I N. Hey, I know my love and love this record ends. Me, I'm on it, roll it, bye, yeah. I'm beautiful in my way, just got me no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Don't let yourself and regret, just love yourself and your sex. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Oh, that ain't no other way, baby, I was born this way. Baby, I was born this way, born this way. That ain't no other way, baby, I was born out on the right track, baby, I was born this way.
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, your black, white, beige, chola, descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast for leader tease, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this
way. No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola, or Orient.
So we're back for the last few minutes of the show. I got 20 minutes left in the show, but my voice is about to give out, as you can tell. I was already talking a lot today, so my voice is going away. Sorry I wasn't as eloquent as usual today. I just am sort of have a headache and, I don't know, just sort of off today. But anyway, you can always check out Moot Magazine, by the way, which is sponsoring the show, MOOTmagazine.com, if you're interested in learning more about, you know, liberty, freedom, and the way that most people should think in this country, basically the opposite of Fox News. You can go check that out if you like. And I appreciate Lady Cougar, Joker, the guest, and everyone else who was here earlier today for hanging out with me and listening to the show. The fact is, gay people will get their rights 100% of the way, just like everybody else has. It just takes time. Getting all the old fogies out, the people who were raised to believe nonsense that they were taught by their parents and society they grew up in, mostly people in the South, as I'm also part of here in the South, then you would be able to see eventually we'll get our rights, whether you like it or not. So for those of you who don't like it, that's just too bad because it's going to happen anyway. So if you guys want to I don't know what I'm saying. Like I said, I'm tired and my head hurts and my voice is tired. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off and say thank you for listening tonight, and I'll see you guys later. Good night.
The hardest part was figuring out where to go. I didn't want to explain military life before talking about what I needed. Safeguard Veterans connected me to people and resources that understood military life. That made taking the next step easier.
You served others. Let your community support you. Visit safeguardveterans.net and click on your city. Safeguard Veterans. Any door, the right support.